Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Look around. What do you see? Cars, lots of them. And guess what? They're probably on Auto Trader. Whether you're into timeless classics or the latest trends, did somebody say solar-powered, eco-friendly, vegan leather-wrapped, aromatherapy-scented, disco ball-equipped self-driving car? If you see it on the road, you can likely find it on Auto Trader. Big cars, small cars, blue cars, new cars and used cars, electric cars, and one day, maybe even flying cars. With millions of options to choose from, buying a car becomes a whole lot easier. See it, find it, Auto Trader.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons. The diseases that I am protecting my child against, they're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Happy Friday to you. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Whatever you're doing, wherever you're at, I hope you're safe. I hope you're well. I hope you're good. I hope you're cool. I hope you're smooth. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to our super producer and host. He's in New York City. His name is Ryan Hickey. We're going to be rolling out with you, hanging out with you for the next 4 hours. This is when the show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. It is a Friday. We have a lot going on. More NFL preseason action, depending on whether or not people play. Brandon Ayuk is still a 49er. Looks like the 49ers are still trying to sign this guy to a contract and not trade him. More Olympics action. USA Women's walking away with some gold in the relay. We had breakdancing in the Olympics today. A lot of people had some opinions about that. Kevin Durant woke up this morning in Paris and decided to hit everybody up back home on Twitter. What else is new? USA Women's Basketball. What else is new? They're going to play for a gold medal on Sunday, which they'll probably win. They've won 60 straight games. Ridiculous. And we got some amazing guests who are going to come through. Lionel Willingham, who you can hear here on the Infinity Sports Network. He covers all things, well, all things D.C., DMV sports on The Fan in D.C. He's going to come through later on in the show and talk to us about the Commanders. Commanders are getting ready to take on the New York Jets. There's a lot of positive comments right now coming out about Jaden Daniels. So I want to ask Lionel, because he's been witnessing some of their practices, especially as they get ready to take on the New York Jets. And then also later on in the show, we're going to have a conversation with Mike Leslie, who covers the Dallas Cowboys, who unfortunately are in the news again. What else is new? And not for good reasons, just silly reasons. I mean, damn. Dallas Cowboys are always, you know what? We'll tell you about the Dallas Cowboys in a second. CeeDee Lamb's contract, Dak Prescott's ankle. You can't make some of this stuff up at all. On this beautiful Friday, thank you to everybody listening on the free Odyssey app. People listening all over North America on their local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. SiriusXM channel 158. And if you have yourself a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. You don't have to push a button. Just talk to the computer. And then great things will happen. If you want to call us, you can do so as well. We got a phone number. It works. Hickey, the bills have been paid, right?
So far, yes.
Okay. It's not something that you or I do. Somebody else does it, but the bills work. The lights are on. I'm here. You're here. The bills have been paid. So far, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can find me online. I am at JR Sport Brief, where I have formerly shared a show rundown if you happen to be someone who is on X or Twitter or tweeting or whatever the hell they call it now. I'm there. Hickey, how you doing, man? You good?
I'm good. It's Friday. We're getting close to some football action coming up here. It's feeling good today.
Man, you don't care about the football. Stop it, man.
Well, I meant more. Sorry. I meant regular season. No, you're right. I hate the preseason. I don't care. But, you know, we are one step closer. What are we, like 4 weeks from the NFL? Three weeks from college? Like, we are creeping very close.
Yeah, like two and a half weeks from college. We got a month away from the NFL? A little less than that. And so, yeah, and then, we'll get into this as well, because for all these quarterbacks who are not participating in the preseason, I see your guy Anthony Richardson is going to go out there. They're going to let that man touch a football?
How about that? Any doubts of him being healthy, throw those out the window. This guy's ready to play.
I need to see 8 backflips and a touchdown, okay?
How about zero? We'll call it even.
No backflips. One day he's going to backflip in the NFL, and I will rejoice. I'm waiting on it. But we'll get into Anthony Richardson in a little while. That's a quarterback who's trying to make his, you know, he's trying to earn his keep right now in the NFL. Busted up all of last year. And speaking of busted up, let's just get this the hell up on out the way before we have Mike Leslie join us later on in the show. You know, it was absolutely hilarious. We're sitting here yesterday, and Hickey, we have such a good time. I don't know what the hell we be talking about. The quarterbacks who don't play. We looked at the power rankings, and we talked about the USA beating Serbia. And then we got all this news because Jerry Jones, the owner of the Dallas Cowboys, one of the greatest marketers, I would say, in America, just flat period. I mean, what he's been able to do with the Dallas Cowboys since taking over back in 1989 is amazing. I mean, they won championships early, and they haven't won a damn thing since 95, 96. But, yeah, he knows how to make money. Let's just put it that way. I don't know if he knows how to construct and win with a football team. I don't believe so. I mean, if I have to think about Jerry Jones, current iteration at this stage of his life, he doesn't know how to get the hell out the way. And I don't care if it's his son making the decisions or, you know, Jerry is in charge of 5 superstars on the team and then 5 other guys handle the other 50 guys on the roster, 45, whatever it is. Jerry Jones is the Dallas Cowboys' worst enemy, and we know this already. And so what's the latest dilemma? First of all, we know they're 3 superstars. The most important guys on the team, the quarterback, the defensive end, edge rusher, whatever the hell you want to call him, and the wide receiver are all looking for money. That's Dak Prescott, Michael Parsons, and CeeDee Lamb. Dak Prescott is running around on sore ankles right now. I'm not joking. The same Dak Prescott who about a month and a half ago, was on vacation with his leg in a boot and told everybody, yeah, I worked out too hard and, you know, just precautionary. Just on vacation, my foot in a boot, everything is fine. And here he is. Ankle soreness. Anybody shocked? No, I'm not shocked. The guy had his ankle snap like a twig a couple of seasons ago. And he wants $60 million a year. He didn't say that, but I believe he does. Why not? CeeDee Lamb is not even at practice right now, not in training camp, because he wants a new contract. This guy almost had 18,000, excuse me, that'd be a lot of yardage, damn it, be a career's worth. He had 1,800 yards receiving last year to go along with 12 touchdowns. This man is looking for the money. And this is hilarious because Jerry Jones, while we were on air yesterday, Jerry Jones had his assembly with the media, and he was asked about CeeDee Lamb's contract, and Jerry Jones said that he was in no rush. Do you remember this?
Are you saying there's a sense of urgency as you begin the preseason to get CeeDee done?
No.
No? Why you say that?
I'm just, just I went to high school or I went to college. I don't know why I said it, but I'm just saying I don't know. I don't have a sense of urgency about getting it done.
It's a long-standing
tradition. Pick any reason you want. I said no boo 2 days ago. Give that as a reason.
I'm in no rush to sign him, and then a bunch of other stuff. It was just people laughing at the old guy. It happens. It happens. Hickey, I don't want to be the old guy that people, you know, you laugh and now people laugh with you because they're uncomfortable. I don't want to get there in life.
I was going to ask you, did it sound like to you they're laughing with him or at him?
They were laughing with him to avoid laughing at him.
Ah. Okay.
Like Jerry told the joke and he's chuckling. So instead of making things awkward, let's just make some belly laughs with him. Aha. It's one of those, right?
Yeah, I guess you're right, to avoid some awkward confrontation because, I mean, I'd be sitting there saying, what the hell is this guy saying?
Well, and Jerry comes across as an awkward guy. Let's put it that way. You can read up on some of his lawsuits and see how awkward he is. Anyway, this is the same guy who runs his organization, I always say, like Hunger Games. And so Jerry Jones says he is in no rush to extend CeeDee Lamb. CeeDee Lamb goes right online and responds with LOL directly to the comment. Like, what are we, in the Twilight Zone? The owner says one thing about one of his star players. I'm in no rush to give this guy a contract. And the player responds with LOL, laugh out loud. Because CeeDee Lamb knows he's going to get paid. He's going to get his $34, $35 million. He's going to sit right there with Justin Jefferson. And the Dallas Cowboys are the team that they just look like a joke. Just get the deals done already. And so his son, Jerry Sohn. Hickey, I said Jerry Sohn. What's wrong with you? It's too much. Jerry Sohn, Stephen Jones. He sat down with the Doomsday podcast, and they asked him questions, of course, about CeeDee Lamb, like whether or not they would think about trading the man because they haven't come to an agreement on a contract extension. Listen.
Zero thought process of not having CeeDee be a Dallas Cowboy.
And Dak, despite maybe...
By the way, CeeDee can't go play anywhere. You know, he's under contract, and then, you know, we have franchise tags available. So, you know, CD's not going to be playing anywhere but Dallas.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, he got one more year, but he wants a contract extension. Just give him one. What are you waiting for? What's the holdup? Maybe I'm stupid. I'm not sitting in the front office. It's just a little bit of common sense if you ask me. And so when it comes down to his deal, Stephen Jones just asked, but when the hell are y'all going to do it? Like, next year? What's taking y'all so long? Don't you want to do it now?
You know, our negotiation with CD, we just knew we had that roster spot. And when he reports, which we certainly believe he will at some point, and hopefully with a new contract. But, you know, we continue to make progress. Things are very cordial with both players. You know, we've got a challenging situation. It's a great situation to have, but it's challenging. When you have one of the top quarterbacks in the league, and then you've got two of the best non-quarterback players in the league,
Micah
a pass
Parsons
rusher,
and CD, yeah.
Micah Parsons and CeeDee Lamb. And, you know, we believe that as well, that they're two of the top non-quarterback players in this league. So, you know, it's a negotiation that we're obviously, you know, having to work hard at it because you also, you know, at the end of the day, want to be able to put some other players. Those three guys can't go out and play the game by themselves. So, we've just got to continue to work at it. I feel good about it, and we'll continue, you know, to work with Dak and his representatives and CD and his representatives.
Man, Hickey, I felt listening to Jerry Sohn. That's like listening to the teacher from Snoopy, like Peanuts. The teacher, wah 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 wah. That's what he sounds like, man.
Just in one ear and out the other for you?
Yeah.
A lot of nonsense?
This is like a horn. This is like just saying nothing. We got to pay other people. Man, the cap keeps going up. Pay them. We know what the market looks like. So if you got to pay other players, are you not going to pay him $34, $35 million? Am I missing something here? Like what effect is that going to have on the rest of the roster? For all of that, you might as well trade him and move him. You want to know somebody who's not happy with what's going on with the Dallas Cowboys? You want to know someone who is like, just in a whole nother world trying to figure out what the hell they're doing. He's one of their most accomplished players ever. He is a three-time Super Bowl champion. He is a former NFL MVP. He's a former Super Bowl MVP. He was on the damn team the last time they won a championship. A matter of fact, all of them. He's in the Hall of Fame, every one of them. His name is Emmett Smith. Emmett Smith was chatting with Blogging with the Boys, and Emmett Smith could not understand why CeeDee Lamb doesn't have a contract extension yet.
With CeeDee and the Dallas Cowboys today, let's make this very clear. He is a very, very valuable asset to the Dallas Cowboys. He is a very, very valuable asset to Dak Prescott. Without him on the football field, they're putting all the pressure on Dak Prescott now. And that is unacceptable because every quarterback of his caliber should have quality people to throw the ball to. Not no plan B or no plan C or no plan D guy. He should be in a position as your franchise quarterback. He should be in a position to be successful. And right now you're putting him behind the eight ball. And that is not right.
Oh my goodness. That's Jerry Jones. That's the Dallas Cowboys have a nice facility in Frisco. They have this gigantic, I'll call it a monstrosity. I got a tour of it years ago when they opened it. But it's a nice monstrosity. An AT&T Stadium. They have great food at the place. Jerry Jones is just, he has his tentacles everywhere. All he's doing is making money. People want to see a winner, not a circus. If I want a circus, I'm going to the Universal Circus. If I want a circus, I don't know. Does Ringling Brothers still exist?
No, they can't.
I thought they doing it with no elephants, right? No.
I thought Circus Olay or Cirque de Olay put him out of business. No?
Oh, no. It's the elephant. You got to treat the elephants nice, man.
Yes, you do. So yes, you do. And the Tigers.
Yeah, if I want a circus, Cirque du Soleil, okay? But the Dallas Cowboys give everybody the NFL's biggest circus. They can't just be normal. They can't just operate. They can't just be about football. You got to string everybody along. They got to play hardball because that's what Jerry Jones does. But what happens when you start alienating the fan base? What happens when your star quarterback, who, by the way, lit it up last year? I get it. He's 2-5 in the postseason. The man threw for 4,500 yards and 36 touchdowns in the regular season. You just going to let him walk out the door? Why are y'all playing games with the dude? It's like Jerry Jones is some snot-nosed kid sitting in the backyard. Like being destructive to slugs. Like looking at all the little animals and the ants in the back, and he's just being a little evil, you know what? It's like, stop playing around. Go inside and be constructive. Just in the way all the damn time. You know, yesterday I made the comment about how even Dallas Cowboy fans, they haven't showed up to training camp like they have in the past. That they've stayed away from Oxnard. That the grounds are not bursting at the seams with enthusiastic fans because they're sick and tired of going 12-5, 12-5, 12-5, 12-5, 12-5, 12-5, and then getting smacked out of the playoffs by, I don't know, the Packers or the Niners. Is sick of it. Emmett Smith is sick of it, and he understands the fans' plight and why the hell they're not showing up because he had a three-ring circus. I said that, not Emmett. Listen to what Emmett said.
Over the last 20-some-odd years, watching our team get to the playoff time and time again, be told that we're going to do better, we're going to be in it, this is going to be a Super Bowl year for us, and we just get completely let down. It's like fan fatigue now. I mean, it's all of that going on right now, and people are sick and tired of watching it, and they want to see something different. And we have to try, and as an organization, we have to go and do a complete assessment in terms of the organization itself. What is our mission, and how does our mission align with the football team? I mean, on the surface, we would think everything is in alignment, but to me, I think there's a little disconnect there, and we need to resolve that fairly quickly because 20-some-odd years, man. That's a long time.
Listen, the only thing that resolves that is if Jerry Jones moves out the way and shuts up. And we all know that ain't happening. not under his own free will. It is not happening. The Dallas Cowboys are going to head into this season. I don't know. Is CeeDee Lamb going to get a deal? Probably right before camp starts. Dak Prescott going to be twisting in the wind all season? Probably. Mike McCarthy will probably get the boot. The Dallas Cowboys will probably get to the postseason and lose again. And we'll have another circus next year. At least the price of admission to listen to this nonsense and watch it, at least on free television, free TV, doesn't cost you a dime. You can stay in your house and watch. Just like a lot of the Dallas Cowboys fans have decided to do, going out to check them in training camp is not worth their time. Hey, let's see what Jerry's world looks like when the regular season starts. People want football, man. They don't want no damn circus. You built the team up enough. You've built the brand up enough. Now win. Win. And shut up while you're at it. Stop putting salt on those Egg McMuffins. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Happy Friday. I'm just getting started. Believe me, we're going to have a whole lot more fun than talking about Jerry Jones, okay? We'll get back into him later on in the show. As one of our guests, Mike Leslie, will come through and join us. Lynell Willingham, he's going to come through and join us to talk about the Commanders and Jaden Daniels and what he's doing. It appears that Jim Harbaugh is going to be back at Michigan sooner than later. Looks like they're trying to throw a little bit of salt into the eyes of the NCAA. The Olympics, I can't believe it. Closing ceremonies are on Sunday. Team USA basketball plays for gold tomorrow. We got breakdancing in the Olympics. The women's basketball team is killing it. Anthony Richardson, he's expecting to play. Joel Embiid might be playing for Cameroon. Hey, we did have some preseason football yesterday. And you know what? Speaking of the Olympics, Kevin Durant, even in Paris, he can't put his phone down. I'm going to tell you what Kevin Durant had to say to quite a few fans earlier today. Let's just say they weren't nice things. Me, I got nothing but nice things to say here with you. You're locked in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Doors take us to summers away. Or winter adventures. And afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons, the diseases that I am protecting my child against. They're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network, 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. Right before we went to break, we talked about the circus that is the Dallas Cowboys. As Jerry Jones made it very clear, he's in no rush to hand a contract over to CeeDee Lamb. Dak Prescott is now nursing sore ankles. Micah Parsons is heading into the final year of his deal. He wants a contract as well. He's just like, everybody's getting paid. I want some money too. And that's just taking place between Dallas and Oxnard, California. But if we go miles and thousands and thousands and thousands of miles away, if we go to Paris, the site of the current 2024 Summer Olympics, there's somebody who you think would be happy that is participating in online negativity. Am I telling you that it's Kevin Durant? I am. It's Kevin Durant. You would think after beating Serbia, 95-91, and what out of Kevin Durant, out of his own mouth, he said this was one of the best experiences, basketball experiences, I think me and any of my teammates will ever have. Kevin Durant went online and then just decided to talk to random people. He decided to go out there and, in his own words, just be a troll. Before we get to Kevin Durant, the negative, let's listen to the positive. Because after that win, where he looked amazing and Steph Curry looked amazing with 36 points, Kevin Durant told everybody, he was like, yeah, that was one of the best games I've ever been a part of.
Yeah, that was at the top. That was at the top. One of the best games I've ever been a part of. For the simple fact that we dug deep, then down 15 that late in the game. I think we were down, 15 with like 11 seconds to go in the third. And the fourth quarter dominance that we showed, I think we won, 34-15, 14. And by our defense and getting out and running transition, we barely called plays. We just played off of each other well. You know, it was a lot of nonverbal, you know, actions out there. Guys just knew each other were going to be on both ends of the floor. It was special, special to be a part of.
Uh-huh. Special to be a part of. That's the most positive that you'll hear Kevin Durant sound like. And I guess he went to sleep in Paris, just hours ahead of us, depending on where you live. It could be anywhere from 6 hours to 9 hours, maybe more, depending on where you live. It was around lunchtime that Kevin Durant decided to just drop bombs on people back here in the States. Kevin Durant responding to fans online who were praising Jokic and saying the USA barely beat Serbia, and Kevin Durant going at fans who wanted to root for Team USA to lose. Kevin Durant went on quite a little bit of a spree here. Quote, in some of these words I cannot say. So all you Nuggets fans, nobody gives a what who y'all believe is the best player in the league. Players have major respect for Jokic. We don't worship him like y'all do, but most are in awe of his brilliance. And trolling you cornballs for rooting against us is a part of the game. And then he continued on. Went into fan culture and a lot of people who do the talking can't play. You know, typical things that a big-time professional athlete would say to someone who doesn't play professionally. And then he closed off one of his tweets by saying, "It's a problem. A lot of you social media got you clowns walking around with your chest out like you mean something. You don't. Your takes don't matter." Okay? What is he? Hickey, is he trolling? Does he really care? He cares, right? He wouldn't be sitting around tweeting this at lunchtime if he didn't care.
That's the thing. He almost basically contradicts himself because he's saying, what you said doesn't matter, but he's taking time to respond to what they're saying because in his mind, it does matter because it warrants a response from him. So he's only really, if anything, validating the people that he's the cornballs that he's calling out for what they say on social media.
Is he bored? Like, what's it? While he was doing this, Bam Adebayo was going to breakdancing, okay? Like, he was. I saw Bam Adebayo sitting down with Snoop Dogg while they were looking at breakdancing, and I'm like, wait a minute. Like, Kevin Durant tweeted 30 minutes before this, Bam Adebayo's at breakdancing, Kevin Durant is just out here being angry, man. And I don't think he's angry. Is he trolling? Yes, he said he was trolling. But there's a part, he cares, right? He does. Put the phone down. Why not, man? Like, why wouldn't you just bask in what you did yesterday and get ready for tomorrow? And by the way, Hickey, he's starting a game tomorrow, right?
He has been inserted, according to Shams, into the starting lineup tomorrow. So good for KD coming off the bench now, finally.
No, it makes sense. So Drew Holiday is going to be coming off the bench. Kevin Durant is going to start. Kevin Durant has been dropping about 14 points here in the Olympics. He's been dropping 14 points in 20 minutes a game. I mean, that's crazy. That means a man gets the ball and he shoots it and he scores. And this lets you know that the three-point line in the Olympics is different. Kevin Durant is shooting 61%. from three-point land. Could you imagine if they moved that three-point line up in the NBA? The scores, you thought the scores were crazy now? The scores would be out of this world. And so I assume that Kevin Durant is going to get the start because, well, they want his length out there against that 7'4". Hickey, I was about to call him a freak, but I learned how to not do that, okay? I learned my
You're
lesson.
Maturing.
I am. That 7'4" giant in Victor Wembanyama. Like, why wouldn't you want another 7 footer out there? Even though Kevin Durant refuses to tell everybody he's 7 feet tall, they want his length. And I don't blame him. I don't. I think I've said this. I said it yesterday. I think in all intent and purposes, I got Team USA. I got them winning tomorrow against France. Unless Victor Wembanyama loses his mind and then gets some help from Evan Fournier. And Evan Fournier, I mean, against NBA competition, all of them, I assume he's going to feel like he's back in the NBA and then he'll suck. And good luck to Team USA against France tomorrow. Hopefully between now and then, Kevin Durant doesn't pick up his phone. But if they win a gold medal, Hickey's Kevin Durant going on X after they win, if they won gold?
Oh, definitely.
He is, yeah.
Maybe like live on the podium. Like they're playing the national anthem. You see everyone hand over their chest looking up at the flag being raised. And there's Kevin Durant's head just down. See a little light from his phone emanating, typing away.
He's picking a phone up. I can see that. Oh, man. Hey, that'll be fun. Let's see what Victor Wembanyama could do. Oh, yeah, Hickey, by the way, today on the way into the studio, I saw a 7'3" guy from the Phoenix Suns on the way into the studio.
Really?
Who? I saw Bol Bol.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
I saw Bol Bol. Man, I saw him from, I was going to say I saw him from a mile away. I saw him from a room. You can't miss him, man. You cannot miss this guy. I'm looking, and you know, I'm used to seeing gigantic humans, like all the time, Hickey. I'm around basketball players a lot. This guy is 7'3", 7'4", man. Like, I'm looking at him. I walk right by him. I'm looking, and I'm like, damn, bro. Like, that is, Hickey, that's too tall, man. That's too tall. He looked like a tree. He did. He looked like a tree.
Big-ass redwood with legs.
Yes, and it's just like this body type is unimaginable. Because it's just, he was shaped like a normal person, but just stretched out into infinity. It's like, you can't be that tall. Hickey has a normal-sized head, but his body, his legs, and his arms just kept going and going and going. And I'm like, damn, bro. It's like, at what point in time is this uncomfortable? Every day, all day? I don't know.
Probably every day, right? Especially once he retires. Forget it.
Well, listen, Hickey, this man walked. He was in a place for quote-unquote normal-sized people. Let me just put it that way.
Hmm.
And so where he was going, where he was going to feel comfortable, I have no idea. But, yeah, I wouldn't want to be 7'3" unless I was – I would have to make more money than Bol Bol is, man. I would.
Is he too big and too tall for big and tall?
Yes. You want to know
bigger
what he –
bigger and taller?
Hickey, he had on – he
Maybe
had on
biggest and tallest.
Hickey, he had on slip-on shoes. He's stylish, okay?
I guess
not for me, but for him, right? He had on slip-on shoes. He had on they were shorts. Well, they were like giant capris for men. And so they went past his calf, but they didn't go to his ankles, and they were big. They were wide like capris, but baggy.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It makes sense.
And he had on a big like t-shirt. I think it had long sleeves, even though it's 95 degrees here in Georgia. And I think he had something around his neck. I don't know.
Hmm.
Fashion. Wow. You couldn't miss him. People were walking by this guy and everybody was just, nobody bothered him, but people were walking by like, damn. Damn. He's a walking tree. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm going to get to the phones on the other side of the break if you want to holler at me. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Outside of Kevin Durant being negative on social media earlier today after winning yesterday, we did have some positivity yesterday. We had two NFL preseason games, and some people look good, some people look bad. I'm going to tell you about who looked good, who looked bad And I'm going to tell you about an unfortunate incident that took place when the Carolina Panthers landed, almost landed, back in Carolina. We'll get into that.
Look around. What do you see? Cars, lots of them. And guess what? They're probably on Auto Trader. Whether you're into timeless classics or the latest trends, did somebody say solar powered, eco friendly, vegan leather wrapped, aromatherapy scented, disco ball equipped self driving car? If you see it on the road, you can likely find it on Auto Trader. Big cars, small cars, blue cars, new cars, and used cars, electric cars, and one day, maybe even flying cars. With millions of options to choose from, buying a car becomes a whole lot easier. See it, find it, Auto Trader.
Christy Pierce Rampone here, former member of the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team and three-time gold medalist, two-time World Cup champion, and part of the 99 team that won the Women's World Cup, igniting passion for soccer everywhere. And like Amazon Prime, I'm a lot of things beyond what I'm best known for. I'm a girl mom to two teenagers, a dog mom too, an entrepreneur, a TV commentator, and I use my Prime membership pretty much every day for so many things. I am known for being quick and crafty on the soccer field, and I am definitely crafty at home, especially digging in with the girls' school projects. And I rely on Amazon Prime to have what we need and get it to us with the speed I am used to. With every change of season, I love to decorate our home. And where do I get ideas and the goods? Prime, of course. Not to mention with all the great streaming options, it's a total gold medal experience. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever you're into. That's Amazon.com/Prime.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. Yes, 855-212-4227. I'm going to go ahead and get to the phone lines. We'll talk some NFL football. We got a lot of games that are taking place tonight as well as over the weekend. You may not see a lot of the faces that you would like to see when it comes down to superstars, but there is football. At least enjoy that. And then, you know what? Forget that. Let's think about some of the things that took place yesterday. Let's just say the NFL preseason, especially for the Panthers, was off to an interesting start. Well, I'll tell you in a second. 855-212-4227. Rand is here from Hawaii. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. I'm in Atlanta. You're in Hawaii. What's up, Rand?
It's pretty hot in Atlanta, but it's cool in Hawaii. Anyway, just wanted to say enjoy your show, sir, and talk about NFL football. I know this is preseason, and a lot of us fans, we just can't wait for the season to start with parity and everything coming up. And if the Chiefs can repeat, what's your final four? Maybe the four best in the American Football League, AFC, and four in the NFC come towards playoff time after December.
You want me to name eight teams? Did I hear that correctly?
Can you do eight, or is that too hard?
No, it's not too hard, but I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that in August. A matter of fact, I'm never going to do eight. When we get closer to the season, I'll give you a top six list of my top teams heading into the year. But I'll tell you this: this shouldn't be a shock or a surprise to anybody. The Kansas City Chiefs. Hey, well, Rand, wait a minute. You listen to the show, don't you?
Yes, sir. You're the best.
Well, thank you. You're a diehard listener. I think you already know the teams that I kind of favor. You name them. Give me a couple of teams that you, if you listen so damn much, you know the teams that I believe in. Go ahead, name them.
Well, I would say at least Baltimore on the AFC side, you know, because I'm from Hawaii.
Rand, I'm gonna teach you how to do radio. You ready? You're gonna get an education. All you got to do is follow the directions. Name me the teams. I don't need the explanations. Okay. Name me the team, since you listen to the show so much, name the teams that you know I'm high on to potentially win a championship this year. Name them.
I like KC, Baltimore. I mean, yeah, the Ravens. And then on the other side, we got the 49ers. And I'm throwing in the Minnesota Vikings.
Okay, you didn't.
As a sleeper.
Oh, Rand, when you call me next week, we got to do better, yes, okay?
Hey, you're the best, but
okay,
like I said,
we're
too far away from Miami or Atlanta, and you know what's happening back there more than we do in the world.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Rand. Appreciate
aloha,
you, man.
Aloha.
Aloha. Yeah, okay. Hickey, he doesn't need to be. If he listens to me, he knows the answers already, right? But he doesn't. That was confusing.
That was confusing. I think part of the issue was, like you just said, if Rand listened, he would have known the prompt to begin with and also would have known the teams that you were hinting at or asking him to name.
He wanted me to name four teams in the AFC and four teams that could just the top teams, I feel like.
It's a lot.
We did a whole 20-minute segment yesterday on the NFL power rankings. Me and you discussed the whole list. We went through the whole damn list. The Vikings, what? Hey, Rand, I got to tell you something. The Vikings have a rookie quarterback that they hope is the guy. Don't the Minnesota Vikings ain't winning a damn thing, okay? J.J. McCarthy won one championship a couple of months ago. I think that'll be it for him for quite some time, okay? Let's just leave it there. The Chiefs are the team to beat. In the NFC, I think we already know. We might get a rematch of the NFC title game we got last year. Maybe the Lions don't choke. The 49ers will be right there. You can probably expect for the Eagles, maybe, possibly, they turn things around. And then you have a few other teams in the NFC that might be, you know, wild cards. The Dallas Cowboys, are they going to shock the living hell out of everybody? I don't think so. I doubt it. Are the Packers going to continue to climb? Maybe. And then when you think about the AFC, I told you, you got the Chiefs, the Ravens. Buffalo Bills have certainly taken a step back, but they'll be in the mix. The Jets will be in the mix. The Browns will be in the mix. That's where we're at. I'm not going to name you eight teams, man. I can tell you the good team. We all know the good teams. Hickey, think fast. Name an ass team. What's a bad team? Name one. Quick.
Carolina Panthers.
Damn, that was fast. That was real fast. You know what's bad? Oh, my God. I can't. Hickey, this is terrible. And I know the weather. Is it still raining in New York? Is it done yet?
Oh, no. We got the remnants of the hurricane.
Debbie is still.
She's bringing the doom.
She is. Like that, like the softball pitcher, right?
Debbie Doom.
Debbie Doom throwing those perfect games. This is bad. So the Carolina Panthers yesterday. They were up in New England, and they played, and then they turned around. They lost. The Pats beat them 17-3. And then when they got back to North Carolina, the worst thing happened. Listen to this report from WCNC about the Panthers' plane touching back down in the Carolinas.
Let's turn now to that breaking news at Charlotte Douglas Airport. While you were sleeping, a Delta Airlines flight went off the runway after landing and got stuck in the mud.
And we are now learning that plane was carrying players from the Carolina Panthers. WCNC Charlotte, Richard Vey now live at the airport with the latest. Richard.
Yeah, good morning to you. Good Friday morning, everyone. The first and most important thing is to say that everybody is okay. I'm standing here at Wilson Air. This is the charter portion of Wilson Air, where the Panthers players all gathered before they went off to take their preseason game with the New England Patriots. When they returned, they had a bumpy landing. Now, let's take a look at some video. Their flight, which is Delta Flight 8860, was landing. It actually landed, and it went off the taxiway into some mud, and that's when you see all those emergency vehicles around the plane. No one injured, according to Delta. Those players, the team members of the Panthers, were able to then get on charter buses to come back over here to Wilson Air.
Come on, man. Hickey, I'm no meteorologist. I don't know a damn thing about a plane, but how to take one. Man, that weather is just, Debbie been sitting in the East for like a week just ripping things apart, man.
The rain, the wind. Yeah, I could not imagine a worse combo trying to land a plane safely. That's got to be very tough. And thankfully, at least when it did, you know, something did go wrong, at least it wasn't catastrophic.
I know, man. Oof. We don't need no tragedies, man. We don't need that. Debbie Doom, Debbie, whatever the hell her name, Hurricane Debbie, Tropical Storm Debbie. This Debbie, that one, that Debbie can go to hell. I'm sick of that Debbie. All that rain and storms and destruction and Debbie, go away. I know it's that time of year too, heading into hurricane season, but I mean, damn. Nice to know the Carolina Panthers are okay. Has to be a jarring experience for everybody who was there. You went all the way up to New England, lost the game, preseason game, who cares? But then you got to come home to that? You know them big guys were sleeping too on that plane? I know they weren't big-ass guys. God bless them for getting touching down safe. Need a good story every now and then, right? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. You know what? We'll take a break. When we come back on the other side, I'm gonna tell you something else positive that happened in New England. No, it wasn't Drake May. It was actually his backup. His backup did well. We're going to get into Joel Embiid. It looks like he's trying to go back to Cameroon. What? And then speaking of breaking, we had breakdancing at the Olympics. There's a lot going on. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
Look around. What do you see? Cars, lots of them. And guess what? They're probably on Auto Trader. Whether you're into timeless classics or the latest trends, did somebody say solar powered, eco friendly, vegan leather wrapped, aromatherapy scented, disco ball equipped, self driving car? If you see it on the road, you can likely find it on Auto Trader. Big cars, small cars, blue cars, new cars, and used cars, electric cars, and one day, maybe even flying cars. With millions of options to choose from, buying a car becomes a whole lot easier. See it, find it, Auto Trader.
Here's why April chose to vaccinate her child.
I think actually meeting someone who was not vaccinated and now has a lifelong struggle with a childhood disease really cemented for me that it's super important that we as parents continue to vaccinate our children.
Talk to your pediatrician or visit whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
Christy Pierce Rampone here, former member of the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team, three-time gold medalist, two-time World Cup champion, and part of the 99 team that won the Women's World Cup, igniting passion for soccer everywhere. I'm mom to two teenage girls, and quality time together is prime time. We love to cook, and I have an obsession, a healthy one, of course, with cooking utensils. Where do I turn? Amazon Prime, to get them fast. And when they arrive, where do I turn? To Prime, to stream the best cooking shows. And then, for dessert, what do? The Rampone Team streams. Each of us gets to be the captain and pick the show. Right now, we're all over British TV, part of a Prime subscription. I think a trip to the UK is in the future, and of course, we'll get all we need for that trip. From workout clothes to raincoats, from plaids to luggage, from travel guides to umbrellas, from streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever you're into. That's amazon.com/prime.